Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being truly well-informed on the topics that are rapidly reshaping our world. Today, we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving headfirst into a skill that's quickly becoming, well, non-negotiable for anyone building on the Salesforce platform, prompt engineering. So here's what we're tackling today. We're pulling back the curtain on prompt engineering, really getting to grips with what it is, why it's becoming an absolute must-have skill for Salesforce developers, and then crucially, how you can actually put it to work with powerful tools like Einstein GPT, Prompt Builder, and even general LLMs like, you know, ChatGPT. We've compiled some incredible sources for you, and I promise you're in for more than a few surprising facts and aha moments that will leave you feeling incredibly well-equipped for this new era of development. We've all heard the buzz about generative AI, right? But what's truly striking is how quickly it's moving from hype to, well, practical application, especially within software development workflows. It feels like it's suddenly everywhere.
It truly is. The adoption rate is just staggering. If you look at the Stack Overflow developer survey, something like 76% of developers are already using or planning to use AI tools.
Wow, 76%.
Yeah, and 74% of ChatGPT users intend to keep using it long term. And this isn't just some general tech trend. Salesforce's own research confirms it. They found 61% of professionals in Salesforce roles are either already using or planning to use generative AI in their jobs. It's a fundamental, pervasive shift in how we work.
And for Salesforce developers specifically, that shift translates into immense potential. We're talking about generating Apex classes, crafting SQL queries,
simulating user interactions, writing test cases.
Exactly. AI has the power to absolutely transform how we build on the platform. But, and this is the key bit, to unlock that power, you need to know how to speak its language effectively.
Precisely. And that's where prompt engineering comes in. Think of it as the art of crafting natural language inputs that precisely guide AI to produce usable, secure, and accurate outputs. So a prompt is simply the input text you feed into the AI.
Mm-hmm.
But what's absolutely critical for developers to grasp is that it's wording, its structure, its clarity. These are basically your functional specifications to the AI.
Okay. Like a requirement stock.
Exactly. They dramatically impact the output you get, whether it's precise, usable, secure. Imagine them as a new kind of requirements document.
Yeah.
They guide the AI in the same way traditional specs guide human developers.
That analogy really hits home. So it's not just about vaguely asking for Apex code. A much more effective prompt then would be something more like, you are a senior Salesforce developer. Write an Apex trigger that updates a last contact REIC field when a case is closed.
Yep.
You see how that immediately provides a role context for the AI, a clear objective and specific data references. It's all about guiding the AI to that accurate output rather than just, you know, hoping for the best. So if prompt engineering truly is an art, as you put it, what are the core elements, the building blocks that transform a simple query into a truly effective, high-quality prompt for a Salesforce context? What makes it really work?
Yeah, good question. There are basically five key components that we consistently see in high-quality prompts. First, there's role declaration. You define the AI's persona, like tell it to act as a senior Salesforce dev or a data architect.
Okay, sets the stage.
Exactly, sets the tone, the expertise level. Second, contextual grounding. This means including all the relevant CRM data, object names, specific field labels, maybe business rules needed for the task.
Got it. Give it the background.
Right. Third, task specificity. Clearly and concisely state exactly what you want the AI to do. A formula, a code snippet, a flow diagram. Be specific.
Makes sense.
Fourth, format constraints. Specify the output format you want. JSON. An Apex class. Maybe just a bulleted list. Tell it.
So it knows how to deliver the answer.
Precisely. And finally, few shot examples. This one's incredibly powerful. You provide one or two examples of inputs and their desired outputs before your real question. Helps the AI learn the specific pattern or logic you're looking for.
With those building blocks in mind, it begs the question, why is prompt engineering fast becoming, well, as important as knowing Apex or SQL in the Salesforce ecosystem? It feels like more than just a new skill. It's a fundamental shift.
It absolutely is. And the reason is simple. These AI tools are now deeply natively integrated into Salesforce workflows. We're talking Einstein GPT, Prompt Builder. They're generating CRM content, metadata, code right within Salesforce.
Right inside the platform.
Yeah. And then you have ChatGPT and Copilot assisting with testing, documentation, even everyday tools like Slack, Service Cloud, Flow. They now support generative AI chat and logic blocks. It's pervasive because Salesforce is embedding AI right into the core of how businesses operate on their platform. For developers, this integration means some incredible gains. You can cut boilerplate coding time by potentially up to 70%.
70%? That's huge.
It is. Imagine generating test classes, flows, even complex documentation in minutes instead of hours. This doesn't just make you faster. It fundamentally frees you up to focus on higher value activities.
Like what?
Well, high-level problem-solving, architectural design, true innovation, instead of those repetitive manual tasks. And the ripple effect is big, too. Admins, product managers, architects, they can use structured prompts to draft user stories, create test cases.
So it helps bridge communication gaps.
Exactly. Translate business requirements into flow logic, generate customer email templates. It connects different roles.
That's an impressive list of time savings. And the implications for developer focus are huge. This isn't just about faster coding. It's like you said, a fundamental redefinition of a developer's highest value. Instead of wrestling with syntax, you're now more like a high-level architect, directing intelligence.
Guiding the AI.
Which means more time for innovation, less for repetition. That's the real game changer here. And it truly underscores the unique position Salesforce developers are in. Their deep platform knowledge is now the secret sauce for effective AI. So, given that expertise, how is Salesforce itself empowering developers with its native AI ecosystem? Where does prompt engineering specifically fit into those proprietary tools?
Yeah, you hit on it perfectly. Salesforce's approach is all about embedding AI directly into the CRM. At the heart of it is Einstein GPT. This technology, they announced it at Trailblazer DX. It uniquely blends OpenAI's large language models with your live CRM data.
So it uses your actual Salesforce data?
Securely, yes. It brings AI directly to where your business lives. It has powerful capabilities like generating Apex, LWC, SQL codes, summarizing records, conversations.
Auto-composing emails.
Dude. Yeah, auto-composing emails, field help, user guidance. And crucially for enterprise adoption, it's built with a robust trust layer.
Ah, the trust layer. Important.
Very. It strips sensitive data before sending it to external models. This ensures your data isn't stored, indexed, or remembered by the LLM itself. Addresses a major concern for businesses, obviously. Then you have Einstein Copilot Studio. This is really a suite of low-code tools designed to empower everyone, not just devs, to build AI-powered experiences.
Yeah.
Within that, Prompt Builder is absolutely central for prompt engineering. It lets you create structured, reusable prompts directly tied to CRM data. You can insert dynamic record data like input.contact.firstname.
So it pulls live data into the prompt.
Exactly. You can define your expected output format, bullet list, JSON, plain text, and even preview and test your results live before deployment.
Live testing. Nice.
Yeah. Beyond Prompt Builder, there's Skilled Builder to design entire workflows activated by prompt triggers, and Model Builder to securely bring in external or fine-tuned models while still maintaining that critical trust layer.
So these tools really elevate prompt engineering from just like a casual interaction to a proper enterprise-grade process. You've got testing, versioning, governance.
Right. It turns the art into a repeatable science, which is essential for business use.
Okay, that makes sense. So now that we understand the strategic importance and where it fits in the Salesforce ecosystem, what are the tried and true techniques? The actual strategies you need to apply to get the absolute best from these Salesforce AI tools? What consistently delivers results?
Absolutely. There are core techniques that will make the biggest difference. The first one is define the AI's role.
The persona thing again.
Exactly. For instance, you might prompt, you are a Salesforce Apex developer with 10 plus years of experience. Respond concisely and in code only. This frames the model's response style, narrows its scope.
Tells it how to think.
Right. And instantly improves the relevance of the output. You're giving it a very specific job description.
That makes a lot of sense for getting focused output. Okay, what's next?
Second, use delimiters for context. This means using clear separators,
yeah,
like hashtag tag instructions doc and hashtag tag tag input, or even just triple back ticks.
Like in Mockdown.
Yeah, exactly. To distinctly separate your instructions from the data or code you're providing. For example, you could give it an Apex trigger, then prompt. Explain what the Apex trigger does. Code is between triple back ticks. Helps the AI know what's instruction and what's input. A third powerful technique is few-shot prompting. We touched on this. You show the AI one or two examples of what you want before you give it your actual input.
The mini tutorial.
Kind of, yeah. So you might give an example, input. Customer is unhappy with product delay maps to output, negative. Then provide a new review and ask for its output, like, output. This primes the model to follow your desired logic and format, often with surprising accuracy.
That's fascinating how just a couple of examples can teach the AI so much.
It's highly effective. Then there's chain of thought prompting. For complex tasks, you explicitly break the solution into step-by-step instructions in the prompt itself.
Oh, like telling it how to work through the problem.
Precisely. For instance, first list all opportunity stages, then explain which ones are open, then summarize in a table. This significantly improves the output structure, reduces those frustrating hallucinations.
Where it just makes stuff up.
Exactly. And ensures a more logical progression. It helps the AI think more clearly. You also really need to specify output format, a prompt like, respond with a JSON array containing fields, name, email, account ID is incredibly helpful.
Why is that so important?
Because it helps with automation, integration with other systems.
Okay.
It ensures the output is immediately usable rather than just freeform text you have to parse later. Finally, and this is crucial, remember to refine iteratively. Prompt engineering isn't a one-and-done deal. It's an ongoing process.
Not set and forget it.
Definitely not. You need to constantly tweak, test, evolve your prompts. Start simple, add constraints as you refine, test with different data to see how the AI responds. It's a loop. Experiment, improve, repeat.
It's clear these techniques are all about achieving precise, usable outputs, which is exactly what you want when working with valuable CRM data and complex code. It sounds like you're kind of training the AI as much as you're prompting it.
In a way, yes. And just to quickly summarize some general best practices that apply across all these, always put your instructions first. Models tend to prioritize early text.
Okay, lead with the important stuff.
Right. Use positive framing. Instead of saying, don't do X, tell it do Y. Be explicit about output types prevents guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid sensitive data, especially with external models use pseudonyms or test data.
The trust layer helps there too, right?
Within Salesforce, yes. But always be mindful. And finally, use prompt templates. Standardize and reuse your successful prompts. Build a library of proven AI interactions.
That makes sense for consistency.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for your daily work? Let's look at some of the most impactful real-world applications of prompt engineering in Salesforce development that are making a difference right now. Where's the rubber hitting the road?
Okay, one of the biggest is absolutely Apex and LWC code generation. Imagine prompting. Generate an Apex trigger that updates the last contact MONEY field on the account when a case is closed.
And it just writes the code.
It generates functional code, yeah. Or you can use it to scaffold Lightning Web components, generate test classes complete with @isTest, or even help refactor older legacy Apex.
That's a huge time saver right there, especially for boilerplate or just getting started on something new.
Absolutely. Next up, metadata and object configuration. You could prompt something like, based on this plant UML class diagram, which is a way to describe diagrams using simple text code.
Oh, interesting.
Generate the corresponding Salesforce object metadata in XML format. This is invaluable for generating object and field XML for the metadata API, maybe creating validation rules, formula fields, or even the JSON structure for a flow. For SQL and data queries, you can ask, write a SQL query to find all cases closed in the last 30 days, grouped by owner. The AI often responds with syntactically correct and sometimes even optimized queries.
Useful for complex joins or reporting?
Definitely. Or for batch processing scripts where precision is absolutely key. Test class and QA generation is another massive one. A prompt like, create a test class for this Apex controller with at least 90% coverage can return an @isTest annotated class share grow.
With positive and negative cases.
Yeah, positive, negative cases, mock data logic. It's also great for building data factories or thinking through edge cases that might be hard to come up with manually.
Wow. That is phenomenal for a developer's workflow. Automated test generation alone could be a serious game changer for release cycles.
It truly can be. You can even use it for documentation and diagrams. Prompt, convert this object relationship into a plant UML diagram, or ask for mermaid.js format. That's another text-based diagramming tool.
So you get diagram code you can just paste.
Exactly. Ready to use diagram code for object models, integration flows, ERDs, saves a ton of manual diagramming time. Don't forget formulas, automation, and validation rules. If you need a complex validation rule, you can prompt. Write a validation rule to prevent opportunities from being marked closed one without a signed contract. You'll likely get a complete formula with proper syntax and even suggested error messages.
Handles all the tricky syntax.
Often, yes. Then there's email, content and knowledge article generation. You could prompt. Create a branded HTML email for a customer renewal reminder with placeholders for name, renewal date, and CTA.
And it generates the HTML.
full HTML, CSS, email templates, knowledge articles, pre-drafted case responses, all tailored to your brand if you provide the right context. Translations and localization are streamlined too. Ask. Translate the following 20 field labels and help text to German for D2C markets to support multilingual deployments or automate translation workbench inputs. Saves countless hours of manual translation or copy-pasting. And finally, chatbots and guided help. You can define a bot's persona and logic with a prompt like, you are a Salesforce support bot. Help users reset a password without asking for PII. Incredibly useful for configuring Einstein bots, Slack integrations, service cloud guided assistants.
That's an incredible range of applications. It really shows how pervasive AI can become in the developer workflow, touching everything from core coding to customer service interactions. Now that we know the techniques and these really concrete use cases, what are the specific tools enabling this prompt-driven development right within Salesforce?
Okay, starting with Prompt Builder Beta, which we touched on. It's central for creating those prompt templates with dynamic field bindings like input record.name, plus versioning prompts, testing output securely.
So that's the main Salesforce UI tool for this.
It's a key one, yeah. Then there's Einstein for developers, Pilot. This is a Salesforce-trained GPT model, specifically fine-tuned for Apex, LWC, and metadata. It generates test classes, documentation right within VS Code. It's designed to really understand the nuances of the Salesforce platform. Speaking of VS Code, there are specific VS Code extensions like the Einstein GPT plugin. These let you prompt directly from your code. You can just right-click and select Generate Unit Test or Explain Code right where you're working.
Integrated right into the IDE.
Exactly. Within Salesforce itself, Flow Builder now includes a text generation element. This lets you add AI blocks directly into your flows for prompt-driven decision logic or dynamic content creation.
So AI in the flow.
Yeah. You can also connect external AI models, think OpenAI, Azure, to Salesforce, usually via Apex callouts or MuleSoft. But this requires really careful, secure token management and data handling.
More complex setup there.
Definitely. And finally, tools you might already be using like GitHub Copilot and Tabnine, they provide AI auto-completion in Apex, JavaScript, HTML within your Salesforce projects. They complement the more explicit prompt-driven generation.
Okay, this is clearly a powerful shift, giving developers some pretty unprecedented capabilities. But as with any powerful tool, it raises an important question. While we gain so much, what are the key risks? The challenges we really need to watch out for when adopting these AI tools, what's the potential downside?
It's absolutely crucial to be aware of the risks to use AI safely and effectively. First, there's the issue of hallucinations.
Right, the AI making things up.
Exactly. LLMs can sometimes generate fake methods, non-existent objects, and present them as if they're real. The solution is simple but essential. Always review AI output, especially code or SQL queries. Verify it manually. Never just trust it blindly. Second big one, data leakage. Prompts might inadvertently expose personally identifiable information, PII, if they're sent to external LLMs without care.
How do you prevent that?
The best way within Salesforce is to leverage the Salesforce Trust Layer, which is designed to sanitize data. Outside of that, or for extra caution, manually sanitize your data, use pseudonyms, test data, abstract the problem in your prompts. Third, compliance and bias. Your prompts might unintentionally trigger the AI to generate content that's non-inclusive, biased, or even non-compliant with regulations.
That's tricky.
It is. To mitigate this, include specific instructions about tone, inclusivity, and compliance requirements in your prompts, and critically review all outputs for potential bias before you deploy or use them. Fourth, practical stuff, token limits and cost. Models like GPT-4 have limits on prompt response length, tokens, and API usage often incurs costs. Very large, verbose prompts are slower and more expensive.
So keep prompts concise.
Generally, yes. Use compact, concise prompts. Avoid overly verbose context unless it's absolutely necessary for the task. Be efficient with your tokens. Lastly, something called drift and versioning. A prompt that worked perfectly last month might behave differently today after the underlying AI model gets upgraded or the data changes.
Oh, so the results aren't always stable.
They might not be over time. The solution is treat your prompts like code. Version them. Retest them regularly against your key use cases, and when possible, lock your applications to specific model versions in your deployments for stability.
So to kind of bring it all together then, the central message seems crystal clear. Prompt engineering isn't just another skill to maybe learn someday. It's truly the gateway to generative productivity in Salesforce. It's redefining what's possible.
Precisely. With tools like Einstein GPT, Prompt Builder, and Copilot Studio now becoming available, developers can effectively offload a lot of that repetitive work to AI. This really frees up their expertise to focus on designing smarter, safer, and faster solutions for their organizations. It elevates the role.
Which leads to a final thought for you, the listener. As these AI tools become even more deeply integrated, how will mastering this art of the prompt change the very definition of what a developer is in the years to come? What completely new creative problems will you be able to tackle when all that boilerplate code is just handled?
Yeah, what's really fascinating here, I think, is that it pushes us all to think less about rote syntax, less about the commas and semicolons, and much more about clear, precise, strategic communication. Communicating effectively with an intelligent agent, it truly elevates our role beyond just coding.